Welcome to 40 Days with Christ, sharing one timeless truth with you from the life of Christ in under 5 minutes daily. Today is day 17. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for giving the word of life in your Son Jesus. Help us to understand, to obey, and to hold firmly to that word. In Jesus' name, amen. Reading from Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 52. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. I wonder what Jesus' followers thought when it was time to get into the boat. They probably didn't want to leave Jesus behind. Scripture said he made them get into the boat and go ahead of him without him while he dismissed the crowd. How will Jesus get to Bethsaida if he doesn't come with us? They may have wondered. How long will we need to wait for him there once we arrive? But of course, they obeyed their teacher and they went ahead without him. Late that night, with the wind against them, the disciples were out in the middle of the lake straining at the oars, and Jesus from dry land saw them. Close to dawn, he starts walking on the lake, and the way I read it, Jesus made great time. He would have arrived at Bethsaida before his disciples. Scripture says he was about to pass them by. How surprised they would have been to arrive at their destination after working against the wind all night only to find Jesus already there. But that was not to be, for they saw him walking on the water and cried out in terror, thinking they had seen a ghost. And Jesus tells them not to be afraid, climbs into the boat with them, and immediately the wind dies down. And they were amazed. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, whenever we're struggling against the wind, whenever we're dull of heart, slow to learn, and slow to recognize your mighty power, please climb into the boat of our lives with us. Teach us that we need not fear, and help calm our hearts. Your power and your love are truly amazing. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day, and I hope to see you again tomorrow as we approach day 18 of our ongoing series, 40 Days with Christ.